same Gemara of the Rashbi. Shimon Yechoy, after being in the cave for so many years, when he came out, he couldn't look at people working out in the field. He said, Menichin Chaya Oil Hoiskim Chay Shon, whoever he saw, he saw a few people, he burned them up. And he couldn't stand seeing something that people should be working out in the field. Menichin Chaya Oil Hoiskim Chay Shon. The Bain Shalom told him he has to go back. Torah Zorachet Bachanoim Achon Nasiv Aser Shalom. Leitachin, even a higher person reaches in Torah, it's Leitachin, they shouldn't be able to get on with people. Torah Zorachet Bachanoim. So the Rashbi was told to go back. And after going back for a year, when he came out the second time, the Gemara says, Adarabha Ve'adarabha. His whole mindset changed. And he said, he became the Rachaman, he became the Lamed Zchus, and he saw two people. He saw a person holding two Adasim, one connected Zohar, one connected Shomor. And he said, wow, the Baltic Klal Yisrael. And at Shabbos, he became a big one Lamed Zchus. I can't remember where I saw it. But there's one of the Talmidim Hashem Tov saying, the same thing as by Yaakovinu in this week's parasha. Vayetze Yaakov Abeshova Vayel Acharona. Yaakovinu was on such a high level, such a Mordek high Madrig, he'd never seen the world before. He was Yitzchak, and Oisik, and Torah, and Avoida, and Levua. He didn't know what the world looked like. Vayetze Yaakov Abeshova, when he was leaving the Be'er, he was leaving the Torah, being Sheva, like we said yesterday, Bechina Shabbos, his Vayel Acharona, he was going to a Matzav of Charonaf. Whatever he was going to see, he wouldn't be able to get on with. He was going, Mamish, to face the world for him was the matter of getting angry, charein up. And that's what the Apostle says afterward, that when he finally reached Choron, he said, oh, I've passed over, Hakaitochen, that I came in, I didn't go to Harmaria, okay. He says, he went all the way back. They say it's the same Bechina as the Rashbi. He got to Choron, Yaakov, you know, he realized he's bringing charein up into the world, he went all the way back again. He says, no, I've got to have, my mindset has to be different. I have to move to love and I have to get on with people. Remember, this is Mardik and Akuda. Obviously, there are certain elements in Yiddishkeit that a person mustn't tolerate. Like fear and apikorsis, chas v'shalom, a person's got to be strong and kol mokim shi yishchel Hashem in chokim kovid l'rav, is halachas. A person very much gets into a certain, he gets into his learning, he understands his learning, he feels this is the ik, he feels the aura of Torah, and then he starts looking down on people. And that's mamish hepach daf Torah. Torah is the ched dachnem chol nesiv etzer shalom. The Rashbi on his level, he thought it was impossible for him to look at somebody working in the field with a normal frame of mind. It was a big avoid. He had to go back for 12 months. But we've other not those madrigas. And even if we feel that Baruch Hashem we're learning and we look at others, they're not learning. Chas v'chalila, there must never be a shemet of Havamina to look down on anybody. Faket, if it hurts you that person is more oisik and chay shon, you oisik and chay olam, so daven for him. So the Amkhan of the Boy Shalom should be Meir Eina Atoira to him as well. But it's a big limit that a person, however high he goes, he mustn't chas v'chalila distance himself or par himself from friends, from family. A lot of tzaddikim that even though they were very different to their families, nevertheless they were still very involved in their families and they're still trying to help their families and they daven for their families. And not chas v'chalila that a person should feel himself higher than anybody else. That's heading for Chatzal of Choron. Yaakovinu went back, the Rashbi to go back, the Lachas Kama, and they were not holding on their madrigas. So we mustn't look down upon anybody. Faket, our way to interact with Olam Hazeh is to faket, to be oisik with people, the tzaddikim, tamid Hashem, that they were oisik with poshta yidin, and they had poshta conversations with them. But nevertheless, their mindset was to be makar of them, and their mindset was throwing a vort here and a vort there. And that's how they were moir them, and that's how they faket. If each and every one of us feels that we might be somehow got further in our life than other siblings or other bechlal, other friends, it's okay, the good lachrayas on us to like them and to be makayim hachech techichas amizacha to them the darkinoim, and to always remember that Torah is the recher darkinoim chol nesir esar shalom, and the emesik ben Torah is only somebody who can be b'shalom with everybody, and that's the way to be mal to everybody.